Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Hurricane Nicole has made landfall along Florida's east coast, just south of Vero Beach. Flights were grounded in South Florida Wednesday, while schools and tourist attractions were closed ahead of the storm's arrival. State Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie warns that Nicole could further erode beaches that were devastated 2 months ago by Hurricane Ian.
We've got several counties that are expecting to lose homes and commercial-type buildings into the ocean.
Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhart says that some areas of the state can expect dangerous storm surge.
So in terms of storm surge right now for the area from North Palm Beach to Altamaha Sound, Georgia, we're calling for peak storm surge values of 3 to 5 feet.
According to the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Hurricane Nicole is a Category 1 storm with top sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. While the outcome of some races remain undecided, many voters are ready to move on from the midterm election. NPR's David Shaper reports that some Wisconsin voters have mixed feelings about the somewhat uncertain results there.
With the top offices of the state split between the two parties and the likelihood of divided government in Washington, 44-year-old Milwaukee iron worker Eric Carlson doubts Democrats and Republicans will get much done.
All they'll do is gaslight everybody and tell everybody we're going to do this, and either party never does anything, and then at the end of the day, everybody just gets mad at each other. All they do is divide the people.
But 41-year-old Milwaukee Inessa Jones takes a more optimistic view.
You know what? Maybe it is a good thing that it's split. Maybe it'll give them an opportunity to show that they can work together. Maybe.
Another voter says she wants to be optimistic, but must be realistic as both parties get more extreme. David Shaper, NPR News, Milwaukee.
WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner has been transferred to a Russian penal colony to serve as a 9-year sentence for a drug conviction. President Biden is urging Russia to negotiate a prisoner exchange for Griner and fellow American Paul Whelan. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
President Biden says he's hoping that Russian President Vladimir Putin will begin to talk more seriously about a prisoner exchange. The U.S. offered what it called a substantial proposal months ago and has hinted it could offer more to get Griner home, though Biden wouldn't provide any details.
I'm telling you, I am determined to get her home and get her home safely, along with others, I might add.
The U.S. is reportedly ready to release Russian arms dealer Victor Boot in exchange for Griner and another jailed American, former Marine Paul Whelan. The U.S. considers both unjustly held.
Michelle Kellerman reporting. This is NPR News. A Navy engineer has been sentenced to more than 19 years in prison for trying to sell top-secret information to a foreign government. Prosecutors say Jonathan Toby of Annapolis negotiated with a buyer who turned out to be a government agent. His wife, Diana Toby, was sentenced to almost 22 years in prison for acting as a lookout. A humanitarian ship carrying some 234 migrants is languishing in the Atlantic. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, neither France nor Italy is allowing the vessel to dock.
Italy's new far-right Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, refused to let the migrants disembark in Sicily. She thanked France for assisting by agreeing to open its ports. Her comments annoyed the French government, which has not agreed to accept the ship. The boat is currently in Italian territorial waters, and European rules are very clear, said French government spokesman Olivier Véran. Italy has seen a sharp increase in migrant arrivals this year, nearly 89,000, 30,000 more than last year. Nearly 2,000 migrants have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean. Officials in Corsica and Marseille have offered to open their ports to the ship. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Thousands of protesters are expected to resume a march to Pakistan's capital today. They are supporters of former Premier Imran Khan, who's expected to address the rally via video. The march will pick up in Waziribad, where Khan survived an assassination attempt last week. He was ousted in April following a no-confidence vote in parliament, and his allies are calling for snap elections. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.